Welcome to the Launch with Words podcast with your host, Bridget Willard. We're going to talk about all things content, blogging, articles, videos, whatever has words and goes on your website. Hey, thanks for joining on this episode. A lot of business owners ask me, hey, Bridget, what should I write about for my business blog? What? I don't have anything to say, they might say. And I know a lot of my peers, I know you feel this way. You've got it in your head that it's eighth grade with Mr. Busio. Love the teacher, but it's not a seven-paragraph essay, a five-paragraph essay, a term paper, midterms in college. It's not a pass or fail mindset. So if you get yourself out of that mentality and say, hey, I started this business because I have expertise, I have authority, and I have experience talking to my clients and selling this product, this service, right? So what should you write about? You should write about the things your customers ask. For example, I highly recommend keeping a journal on your desk. When people ask you a question, you write that question down. That should be a blog post. We're talking 300 to 500 words. This is not difficult to do. You can literally sit down, start to finish, within 2 hours, have a blog post. Do that once a month for your business, and you will be so happy that you did that. And we'll talk about more about that part in the episode about the internet having a long memory. So your customers' questions, fantastic blog fodder, fantastic. Write those down, okay? If you don't want to write them down, go through your emails. If you have a SaaS or a service that has a support ticket system, go through some of those. Another thing to write about for your small business blog are the questions that come up frequently. So that might be different, but during the pre-sales process, what are the questions? So pre-sales questions. Another thing to write about are things you wish people understood about your industry or your service. Those are fantastic articles that give you humanity, that give your business some humanity. And we need humanity. Why? Because we do business with those that we know, like, and trust. It takes 7 to 10 touches to make a sale. That doesn't change with podcasts and social media and blogging and YouTube and TikTok. That doesn't change. What changes is how we reach our customers and how we interact with them. So pre-sales questions, things you wish people knew. Another thing to write about are case studies. Use cases. How is someone going to use this product or service? How does that fit into their life, right? We like to talk about the features of our thing and how amazing it is, but really we're solving a problem, which is so annoying. I know, I feel you. I feel you deeply on this. Oh, you have to tell people that you solve a problem. Well, no shit. Of course I'm solving a problem. That's why I have customers. But it's about the empathy, right? You get into their shoes and you go, oh, okay. I see why Twitter Spaces would be good after a podcast for questions and answers, right? Or I see how we would use a tilt-up repair if we have a fire. You know, it just depends, right? You know the best use cases, but your customers, they are not as intimate with your product and services as you are. And they never will be until you let them into your world. So those are three great ideas. Pre-sales questions, happens to everybody, right? Pre-sales questions, right? Use cases, and how to pair your products with one another. Those are great ideas. I am just ripping with this podcast. I'm doing it on the first take. I'm doing it as if you're on a Zoom meeting with me. We're making eye contact and you're asking me these questions. Why? Because I have been consulting for marketing since 2009, from fintech services to big data, construction, real estate, franchise development, teaching within those personal conferences, the WordPress industry, tech. I have seen and worked with all kinds of small businesses, and I put that down for you in less than 7 minutes, or maybe 7 minutes, because you know what? You're busy. So get back to work. Thanks for listening to Launch With Words, a podcast by BridgetWillard.com. If you like this podcast, why not go ahead and share it with your friends, small business owners, peers, your brother. I really appreciate your attention. If you have any ideas, contact me on my website. Follow me at Bridget M. Willard on Twitter. And I hope to see you on the next episode or the next season.